פרק תזבוב, סעיף למדבוב. כסב אגב עם מסך מחשב. If you write on a street from the מחשב, from a computer. לעניין כסיבה אגב עם מסך מחשב, אם נחשב כסב גמור, לעניין מלך השב, אז העניין כסב גמור, אין הרוג נון היי. What we spoke about before, an hour before, is it considered normal writing if a person writes on a machashev, on a computer, if it's considered normal writing, not we spoke about it before, but what the post can take on is considered writing, the shayla is whether it's a drabbanon, it's a daraisa, but maybe it's only a drabbanon because it doesn't stay a long time, and when I call upon him, it is also to do it. סיב למזיין, מת חום, הסמומטר, אין להשתמש במת חום אשר מקרא חום הגוף המופיעות, אותיות או מספרים על גביו, משום חשש מלאכת כיסא. There is a certain way of looking if a person got temperature with a מת חום, which, a thermometer which it, you see written letters or numbers. And nowadays you even get some ones which have got a problem from Surveyor, gives you colors. This is also to use on Shabbos, unless it's, of course, Pikuach Nefesh, we're not discussing. Got no other one is Pikuach Nefesh, we're not discussing that. In a normal way, one's not allowed to use it on Shabbos because you're doing Kosev. If letters come up, numbers, then you've got Issa from Kosev. Of course, it's Kosev Drabbonim, because that's just Kosev Shein Miskayim, but it's also Midrabbonim. And the same thing, if it comes up colors, you've got Issa from Tzavea, which we'll discuss later on, but Issa from Tzavea. A korban is also Midrabbonim to do these things, and one shouldn't use it on Shabbos. Se'ev lama tchet, se'lo mat fasot tmunot, to go and take pictures, and to go and develop them. Ein letzalem b'Shabbos, the person is not allowed to take pictures on Shabbos. Ve'ein chen ein lefateach film b'Shabbos, ve'chen ein lehatvis tmunot. A person is not allowed to take a picture in the camera on Shabbos. He discussed it in the footnote that is it also min atoyah, is it also min drabbonim, because when in the old cameras which you had the film on it, then the film is not readable. You can't see any picture unless you go and make it and develop it. If Goldman, you haven't developed it, it's not considered a picture altogether. So in the footnotes, he discusses Issa min HaToyah, Issa min Drabbonim. Some people want to bring a raya, since it's possible to go and read it afterwards. You can develop it, it'll be an Issa daraisa. I call upon him. Min Drabbonim, you're not allowed to do it, even if you are doing a photo with a film. Again, ein lefateach film b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to develop the film, because you're rather doing kosher, because you're taking something which is not readable and making it readable. Again, ein lehatvis tmunot. You're not allowed to go and develop tmunot. Even normal pictures, you're not allowed to go. Even if it was already a picture, you're not allowed to go and bring it out onto paper, because you're writing on Shabbos. Lamatas, also the Stamish bin Mchunas Hatakat Mismachim, the Hain also the Shlach Bashabas facsimilia, Mr. Shumalachas Kosim, Vadar Isuman, and Sophim Akuchim and Pulat Elu. It says, you're not allowed to go and copy on Shabbos, do any photocopying. You're not allowed to go and send a fax, because sending a fax on Shabbos is also writing. Besides all the other melachas which you do with things which are chashmal, but besides all these melachas, you're doing, sending a copy, photocopying is Kosim. And so also sending a fax is Kosev. A new melacha, this is the opposite from Kosev, is Moichuk. Moichuk means to rubbing out. A person who rubs out is also on Shabbos. The same as the issue to write, if a person rubs out for a reason he wants rubbing out, is a melacha for Moichuk on Shabbos. Melachas Moichuk. Ha-Moichuk amanos at-mem. If a person rubs out a letter, some kitov, something which is written, in order to go and with this place which he rubbed out, he wants to use it in order to go and write on this place two letters, he's chayev. The more the shiur for writing is two letters, the same thing is to rubbing out in order to go and get a get something out of this rubbing out. You have to get to accomplish something. You have to accomplish. If you accomplish at this place, you want to go and write two letters, it's Yechayev on Shabbos. Hamoichak Shlamanos Lichtov. Ein Bemelachto Te'elet. Ha'ize Mekalkev. Ein Yechayev. Ma'atoy. Avol Osem Jabon. Any melacha which you do without any accomplishment, and just to get rid of, then there's no melacha. It's called Mekalkev. The same thing with rubbing out. If a person rubs out, not in order for usage. He just wants to rub out in order not to have it here. He's demolishing something. Then you're not going to be chayv on Shabbos. It's only Yisrael Rabbon. It's called Mekalkel. In Shabbos, it's Mekalkel, you are potter. Mem Aleph. Ha-moichek shlama nos lichtov. Av yesh bim chigoset te'elet. Kegon sh-moichek oityot sh-nichtvu b'ta'ut. Ha-moichek chov sh-potter v'pin kaso v'nifra. If a person doesn't rub out because he wants to write, but he rubs out for to'elet, he gets a usage from it. Kagoyin, he brings cases. So you've got written something and it is a mistake. So you rub it out because you don't want it to be there because it's a mistake. But what you're doing with the rubbing out, you're not doing something which is for writing. You don't write on this place, even if you don't write on this place again. But the essence that the essence to'elet you get that you rubbed out. Something which you don't want to be there, it's also accomplishment. Or a person he owes person money and he's written it down. He paid it up, he wants to rub it out. So he's getting a ta'elis, he's getting accomplishment from what he did. Because he's now rubbed out his chov to somebody. If you're going to be chayv in such a case, what's the machlokes? The halach is you need to be moichak amanos lichtov. That's what it says in the Mishnah. You have to be moichak amanos lichtov. So the machlokes of shenim who is, don't you need to be moichak especially in order to write, or is enough to be moichak in order to have some accomplishment from it? Some Mishnayim say you have to rub out in order to get accomplishment is enough. Some Rishonim say no, you have to rub out in order to get be able to write. So if you don't want to write, you're not going to be chayav. But according to some Rishonim, they say it's enough to go and rub out in order to get some ta'elet, some accomplishment. Therefore, here, if you rub it out in order to go and not have your chav on this book, or because it's a mistake, you're going to be nichmas to this machloikas, and the some Rishonim say you are still chayav. But Kopan, whatever happens, is this a Madrabonon? Remember, it's a Moichik Ois Gedola, a Manos, the Kois Lichter, Bim Kemish Te Ois Yischayev. If a person rubs out one big letter, in order to write underneath it two small letters, Yosachayev, because the Ois Moichik is not, you have to go and rub out two letters to be Chayev. You have to rub out two way that you're able to write two letters. Therefore, if a person is able to write in this space two letters, it's already called a Te'eles, and Yechayev Mishun Moichik.